Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending in jokes. Jennifer Foles in Rockford, and Hallie and Cary, Illinois, and Pam Adams in Tucson, Arizona. And Nancy from Arlington Heights, the wife of Robert Mueller, author of A World War II Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and The Bulge. And Southside Limey in Oak Forest, and Bill in Shearerville sent us a joke. My friend Bob at Atria did too, and Marge Sipla did, and Judy Bird and Doreen La Criolla. Ted Klatfelter's listening in Phoenix sent another one in, as did Jeannie Copps in DeWitt, Michigan, Brian Pentecoff, Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, and Michael Rakowski, the founder and partner at First Community Management. Harlan Lobel sent us a joke and then wrote, not the creator of any award-winning books or documentaries. All those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand. Actually, I almost had a psychic girlfriend once, but she left me before we met. Dave, last night someone called my phone and sneezed and then hung up.
What was that?
Cold call. What does the word benign mean?
Benign is what you will be after you be eight.
I trained my dog to fetch me a beer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. That might not sound real impressive, but he gets it from the neighbor's fridge.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
Infinite number of mathematicians walks into a bar. First one says, I'll have a beer. Second one says, I'll have half a beer. Third guy goes, I'll have a fourth of a beer. Next one says, eighth of a beer. The bartender says, watch your limits, and then gives them two beers.
That concludes today's smarty pants joke. We now resume regular Speed Jokes programming.
I have no idea what that was about. We're just throwing that out there for
good.
Some of you.
Thank you for saying that.
Somebody may have enjoyed it. Good-looking boy turkey bumped into a cute girl turkey. She said, is that your pop-up timer, or are you just happy to see me? Recent studies have found that if women sleep long hours, it reduces blood pressure, diabetes, and heart attacks in their husbands. My vacuum broke, so I put a Chicago Bears sticker on it, Dave. Now it sucks again. Sorry, just a little joke on the radio. Oh, I read a fascinating book about a drunk fowl yesterday, Dave.
Okay, what was the title?
Tequila Mockingbird.